Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. And today we're going to talk all about pregnancy. I've been getting a lot of questions about pregnancy and skin changes, and I wanted to go over some of my top tips. We talked about brides, we talk about moms, we talk about getting older. Let's talk about hormonal changes. Pregnancy is extreme hormonal changes, and it can exacerbate your current pre-existing skin conditions. You can have pregnancy-specific problems, and you can have hormone-based flare-ups. So it's very joyful. I always feel like it's taken me 20 years to regain my original body after having had kids. And it's kind of the truth. This little alien comes in and takes over your body, and all these changes start happening. Hormones will fluctuate. Skin will break out. You'll have periods where it's clearer and your hair is lustrous and you look amazing and glowy. And then periods where you're just an oily breakout mess. So what can you expect from pregnancy? One of the most important concerns people have is that of pigmentation. Hyperpigmentation is a normal and common condition of pregnancy. Being pregnant increases the melanin production of your body, causing skin to darken overall in certain areas. This is also called melasma. When melasma occurs, we want to jump on it proactively. Melasma, also known as the mask of pregnancy, is a type of hyperpigmentation, causing you to have brown, dull patches on your face, sometimes on your hands, skin, or neck. The melasma is typically treated when you're not pregnant with hydroquinone, with various skin lightening, bleaching agents, but being pregnant is a challenge because we need to be really careful that none of the ingredients we use are going to be teratogenic or harmful to the fetus. We certainly don't want people on Retin-A products, hydroquinone, chemical-based products that are going to give you problems with possible mutations with pregnancy or problems with the fetus. In melasma cases, I often will recommend vitamin C, a 20% vitamin C that's super strong. I have one. It's amazing. It helps you get your skin lighter, brighter, and tighter. You can use agents that exfoliate gently, like a glycolic wash or glycolic peel pads. Glycolic is a sugar, so it is very safe, and it's nice to give a superficial glow, a superficial exfoliation. So melasma can be treated with those type of things, sun protection, of course, and then we hold tight till the end of pregnancy because we're going to be on a roller coaster of pigmentation issues, and it may flare during the second trimester, it may settle during the first and third trimesters, and then it may really kick in when pregnancy is over and during breastfeeding stages. So keep that in mind. There are things we can do afterwards. We definitely have treatment plans for you, but don't do it during pregnancy. I am also a big fan of pre-treatment for stretch marks. Skin that's been stretched or irritated due to pregnancy changes, extreme weight gain and extreme weight loss can cause stria. And these striae are the kind of red looking tiger stripes that can develop when the skin stretches rapidly. Sometimes you see this in puberty at the upper arms, thighs, hips, or abdomen area, or breasts even can stretch really quickly, causing this expansion. We know that stretching of the abdomen is coming, so one of the things we can do preventatively is the use of emollient moisturizers and very rich creams that will prevent skin that is too dry or dehydrated from feeling this type of stretch and friction. Stria and stretch marks develop with a rapid stretch and a pull on those elastin and collagen fibers. And they start red, they fade to pale white, they sometimes become skin tone later, and sometimes they become darkened. So prevention is key. And I don't think that there's one specific stretch mark cream that works best. I know there's different varieties out there, like Palmer's I've heard of a couple different kinds that I personally tried, but my all-time favorite for preventing stretch marks was a good sesame oil. I loved the one from Neutrogena because it soaked right in, did not make my skin super greasy, and just gave a beautiful sheen and glow to the skin. So using oil-based lubricants daily, massaging into the skin. When you hop out of the shower, that's where you're going to apply your lotion that's more water-based, and then you seal it in with an oil-based lubricant, and that's going to be so beneficial for stretch marks. Skin tags can develop, little tags of tissue that hang off your skin. You might find them on your neck, chest, back, under your breast, armpits, groin. These are annoying little tags that are hormone related. These can be easily snipped off in the office setting. If you're super particular, you snip them off early on in pregnancy and get rid of them. New ones can arise, but old ones will not grow back from where they're snipped. You can use the old wives' trick of tying a hair around a skin tag at the base, and that chokes off the circulation to it. Maybe it'll fall off, or you come in and see us and we'll just cauterize it right off. Those are hormone-related changes that sometimes happen. In addition to getting hemangiomas, little red spots, sometimes varicose veins, definitely veins will change during pregnancy. And the pressure on your uterus from the weight of the uterus pushing into the pelvic floor can create more dilation of the veins that go towards the lower extremities. So your legs especially can have increased varicose veins. There is less return of fluid and venous blood from the legs, so these veins will dilate and stretch and become chronically static. So putting your legs up all the time when you're pregnant is so important. My parents actually put literally a lazy boy chair in the kitchen, so every time I came to visit, I'd have to put my legs up. That was when I was pregnant with twins, and I was humongous and had so much swelling in my legs. In addition to the vein swelling, you just have third spacing of fluid and swelling of your feet and extremities in general. So a little larger size shoe, wearing compression stockings is not comfortable and not easy when you're pregnant, but very important to prevent swelling that causes pitting edema or, you know, too much edema of the lower extremities. When you have varicose veins, they can be quite sore, painful, fatiguing. You feel this heaviness and fatigue in your legs. So leg elevation is critical. Sometimes when you come home and you're in bed, you put your legs up on the wall and let gravity and dependent drainage help drain them out. That's a great trick, pregnant or not pregnant. And using compression hose, super important, at least the knee-high ones. If you're a woman and you're not wearing knee-high compression hose every single day of the week when you're wearing pants and you don't need to look cute, you need to be. That is what is so important to keep you from getting varicose veins. I'm on my feet all day injecting. Many of us are. Even if you're sitting in a chair all day at a computer, this is something we should do. Pruritus and urticarial itching. So pruritus is the term that we use for the word itching, and this is so common in pregnancy. Scattered itchy bumps can happen, blisters and irritations on your belly or pemphigoid, papules or plaques of pregnancy. This is when pale red bumps can break out on your skin, causing itching, burning, or stinging. They typically form kind of a low-grade flat plaque. And this is from skin that's getting stretched during pregnancy, and the stretch causes irritation, dryness, and itch. And sometimes your doctor might put you on a low-grade antihistamine if you have terrible pruritus or urticaria. It's quite annoying because as your body changes, you're going to be needing to wear compression garments. Maybe you're going to wear a belly band or something to support your belly, and anything that puts compression on your skin may trigger this urticaria. I definitely recommend seeing your physician if you're getting problems like this. Your OB-GYN doctor would help you with it, and your dermatologist as well. Sometimes we'll use over-the-counter hydrocortisone, which is steroid cream, to help it. Sometimes antihistamines, all those things need to be cleared by your doctor. We don't want to give anything that crosses the barrier to the fetus. I also am a big fan of pre-treating acne before you get it. So remember, in pregnancy, you're going to have a burst of oil production due to excess hormones. And one of the things that will keep your skin clear is the glycolic wash idea. So using a glycolic wash will exfoliate dullness. Glycolic is a fruit acid. It will gobble up dead skin on the surface of the epidermis, and that allows you to prevent breakouts. You are permitted to use washes like glycolic fruit acid wash. We don't really love you to use benzoyl peroxide, so these over-the-counter remedies for acne are not recommended with benzoyl peroxide solutions and gels. Definitely need to check with your doctor about this. I'm a big fan of using low-grade chemical peels. Those can be done. You can come into the office and do pore cleaning treatments for sure, extractions, steam, deep cleaning, using the glycolic fruit acids and mandelic acid. There's so many different chemical peel acids we can use that are very safe. So vitamin C, citric acid, mandelic acid, glycolic acid, kojic acid, these things can be used during pregnancy with your esthetician to help improve acne breakouts. And definitely change your skin regimen. Your hair will be oilier, your makeup may need lightening, your creams that you use on your face may need adjusting. This is a time when your body is in evolution, so think about that. Treatments that we do are effective. They take time. Just remember, pregnancy is a 9-month stroll down this lane of evolution of your body, skin, hair, and nails. The good things are you'll have thicker, lovelier hair, more lustrous skin, and sometimes the bad things are you'll get some melasma, some stretch marks. But the very best thing is you're getting a gorgeous little baby at the end of it. Hopefully everything goes so well. For any woman in their pregnancy, any stage right now, or even after your healing, after your delivery, you are going to be beautiful regardless of your skin conditions that develop. This is a time when you're going to lose self-esteem. I know it because I've been through it. You feel fat, you feel ugly, you feel like you are not yourself, but just know that nobody is judging you, and give yourself the space to evolve and enjoy your body at each of these stages. Remember that you have skincare professionals right here with you, your esthetician, your doctor, your dermatologist. Dr. K has all these beauty products that you can try. I don't want you to freak out. Remember, as soon as you find out you're pregnant, to get off your Retin-A products, get off your benzoyl peroxides, get off your bleaching creams and ingredients with hydroquinone, and switch over to more natural, gentle ingredients. And call me, text me, let me know if you have a problem, send me a DM, and I will answer all your pregnancy-related questions. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. I love you, and I want you to be so confident through every stage of your pregnancy. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find some of our amazing skincare products, like the 20% vitamin C for natural skin lightening, the glycolic peel pads, glycolic wash, Daydream and Night Quench, products that will nourish, moisturize, and protect your skin through pregnancy. And when you're done with pregnancy, we're going to blast that melasma with our bleaching pads, 6, 8, and 10% hydroquinone, our botanical brightener, which is a lovely moisturizer that lightens and works anywhere on the body for darkness. And I will see you in the office for definitely chemical peels, Cosmolon. We have all the tools to blast you back to normal. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.